That means omnipresence. So, I am here to confess of absolute reality, of being unborn, of ultimate oneness, of pure intelligence, of emptiness, of nirvana. I confess all these things for you. Let's ponder these things as we meditate together. If you truly want to repent, just sit in silent meditation and see the perfect reality within. For all manners of error merely arise in erroneous thought, and like the morning dew before the rising sun, can perfectly be eliminated through the benevolent light and wisdom. Om Shanti, peace, peace. When we meditate like this, it's for the purpose of emptying the mind. The mind is like a garbage can. It's full of preconceived ideas, thoughts, concepts. Not only from this life, but from previous lives. There's a lot of stuff in that mind. In truth, there is no mind. But as long as you are expressing concepts, ideas, opinions, then we talk of a mind. As you sit in the silent meditation, and you watch your thoughts, observe how they come and they go. Observe the kind of thoughts that come to you. We do not try to change them. We do not repeat affirmations. You merely watch the thoughts. And they leave of their own accord. This is how you deal with your mind. You observe your thoughts. You become the witness to your thoughts. Or you ask yourself, to whom do these thoughts come? One or the other. If you do this often enough, the day is going to come when you become totally free and you realize and understand what I mean when I say you are unborn. You are nirvana, emptiness. What do I mean when I say you are unborn? Now the opinions I express to you does not have to be accepted. Remember, I am speaking to myself. I am is speaking. And I am is the infinite. The absolute reality. And I tell you in truth, I am unborn. Everything is unborn. Take a tree, for instance. What gave birth to a tree? A seed. Where did the seed come from? Another tree. Where does the tree come from? Another seed. And you go back like that. There's no answer. No validity. Take, for instance, creatures, worms, cockroaches, bugs. Who gave them birth originally? Where did they come from? Flowers, the moon, the sun, the earth, the stars, human beings, ideas, intuition, discrimination. I tell you, none of these things exist. Nothing has ever been born. It is a false premise you believe in. Changing bad to good. Wanting positive experiences. It's all nonsense. The reason you don't want a positive experience is because you never had a negative experience. There is no birth. What gave anything birth? Where did it come from? Do you know what anything is? You have no idea what anything at all is. You just give it a name. For instance, a cat. What is a cat? You have no idea. It was here when you came into existence. And we call it a cat. Why don't we call it a tree? We call it a cat. We give everything a name. That's the first mistake. Because no thing is with a person.